Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he's got to say. Hey Sane Man, in my job, which involves the judicial system, I've come across cases where Canadian criminal libel laws were being used against men who posted stuff about women online. It doesn't matter if it's true because the burden is on the accused to prove it's a lie. This double standard means that while cancel culture has given free rein to smear men, the police use archaic criminal libel laws as a weapon against men, under the cause of protecting a woman's reputation. So in addition to the proposed Bill C-63 mandating life imprisonment, where offending a woman can be considered a crime, under the Act, speaking the truth about a woman is treated as criminal libel punishable by 5 years in prison. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'm glad to see that innocent until proven guilty has been traded in for guilty until you prove yourself innocent in the West. But you think it's bad now. Just wait until women make up 50% of the politicians or more and they pass the craziest laws for online safety. They'll also have the support of the coddled millennial and Gen Z demographics that were sheltered in safety their entire lives to push those things through. And speaking of safety, in Canada's new online safety bill, C-63, Trudeau doesn't care about how totalitarian he is anymore because he knows he's going to lose the next election. And now he's just spiteful and taking it out on Canadians to criticize him because he probably believes the YouTubers are responsible for people turning on him and now he wants revenge. A wounded and cornered animal is the most dangerous animal. The same goes for a politician with no hope of being reelected. He can't take accountability, nor does he want to. So now he's saying he's just bored of being prime minister. Why wasn't he bored a couple of years ago and he was still somewhat popular? Mr. Anonymous, we just have to get through the next 18 to 19 months and have the largest conservative government of all time be brought in. And a lot of these problems will get solved by a pro-MGTOW, pro-Bitcoin, pro-free speech, and pro-limited immigration government and prime minister. If I have to leave the country while the wounded Prime Minister Trudeau creates tribunals to go after men such as myself that speak the truth about female nature, then so be it. I can continue to work remotely and wait them out longer then they can remain in political office. As for the judicial system in its current form, I don't know how much the conservatives are going to reform it. Remember that they also have to court the female vote, so nothing may change. Under Bill C-63, any woman can anonymously accuse you of hate speech. And how are you supposed to defend yourself from an accuser you don't even know that was offended by a video you made on YouTube 7 or 8 years ago? And you have to pay her court fees as well. That's why online anonymity has been so important. Because it's harder to accuse someone if they're anonymous, and you have to prove they live in the country that they say they're in. Also, these criminal libel cases that you mentioned, the guys probably said things out in the open. As for the government here, for all they know, I'm an American citizen and just say that I'm Canadian to confuse the government and people listening. They need proof of your identity and residence, and that becomes difficult unless they pay for a lawyer to subpoena Google to give up your personal information about its users. For most social justice warriors, they will go for the low-lying fruit like Jordan Peterson first, because they know he has money and try to swarm him with false allegations for shekels. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sane Man collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Canada's cucked and the cops are making money from it clown world show. The police get paid to testify in court, so the more people go to trial, the more money they make. So of course the cops are going to use the libel laws as a weapon against males, because they can profit from it. It's like the police in Japan, they would go around looking for panty thieves, they would steal from the clotheslines, because the country's crime rate was so low. Talk about priorities. For most of my life, Canada was a clean, low-crime, and boring place to raise a family. It was like a suburb of an American suburb, but solving your crime problems as a country doesn't pay. you need to have more criminals to chase after to collect a paycheck if you're a cop. It's the same as feminism. Now that younger women in their 20s are making more money than men in their 20s, solving the youth unemployment gap, they have to move on to the next problem. Because if they stop, they lose government grants and corporate money. Let's not forget the court staff and lawyers that have lost business in the family courts thanks to falling marriage rates. They too need a new revenue source, and defending or going after misogynists provides them a paycheck as well. The reason why speaking about female nature might get you 5 years in prison now is because simps and feminists have taken over the government, and women used to be able to police the physical world because men weren't anonymous, and we would be ostracized from polite society and become outcasts if he said all kinds of crazy stuff. But today we can share our true feelings and facts about female nature and there's no repercussions. Women want to change this now with prison terms for men because if they don't nip this in the bud right now, they'll lose all their male attention and resources. A wounded animal gets desperate when its back is up against a wall. And women haven't even seen lover bots in artificial rooms yet. They can't survive the onslaught of blows against their reputations thanks to the manosphere. Just wait until men have zero reason to talk to them anymore. A few years ago, I remember a guy that spoke to a reporter on live television, and he yelled out "effer in the pee sleeve" on a newscast, and he was fired for saying that. He made himself a target. But it's hard to hit the target when the anonymous internet camouflages it. Mr. Anonymous, men will just increasingly pull out of society and avoid interacting with women as much as possible. Women will then try and find some new reason to try and censor us. It's in their nature to commandeer the government apparatus and use it to target us. I think that's all I got to say on this topic. The last thing I want to bring up is that I did a 2-hour Vice interview with Mice Media about the Manosphere. I'm not sure when it's coming out, and doing it did actually go against my better judgment. Vice wanted to know specific details about the business model of the Manosphere. They asked about things like PUA courses, live streams, and other ways to make money. Could it be that they were trying to figure out the best way to further demonetize the online male spaces out there? Most of the big channels like Fresh and Finn, Just Pearly Things, have been demonetized on YouTube, along with my main channel. I told them about resilience using Subscribestar when myself and others were thrown off of Patreon, or people streaming on Rumble and getting super chats from that when they were demonetized from YouTube and couldn't get any super chat money anymore, or using crypto and Cash App for donations to sidestep PayPal bans, as well as posting things on Twitter that the mainstream might consider to be hate speech or racism or transphobia, and you'll still get monetized on that platform. The lamestream media had their chance to destroy all tech content creators by destroying our means of funding. They attacked it a long time ago. As Andrew Tate once said, they used their biggest bullet of deplatforming and were still standing here unscathed. But in his case, they took the second shot, which is to take him to court. Mr. Anonymous, now the Canadian government is probably going to try and take us to court too. Don't you see the pattern here? In the past, there were hit pieces against us, which I'm not so sure this video about the Manosphere will be, and they led to the apocalypse. I have my recording of the Vice interview, and could at some point go through the juiciest bits that I have. But I'll probably hold off until it's released. I mentioned to them that it's too late to stop the Manosphere now because it's now mainstream, and decentralized on multiple platforms, and forms of monetization. Again, it probably wasn't a good idea to agree to the interview, but I was curious to see what the mainstream was up to. They were smart enough to figure out that I was saying my most controversial things on Twitter, a platform that wasn't going to censor me, and that I was toning myself down for the more conservative places that I post my videos on. The old media strategy that mainstream hit pieces used was to go to the platforms and advertisers saying, "Do you know that this individual or person is posting this filth on your platform?" and getting paid to do so, getting them thrown off and demonetized. Today, the platforms aren't waiting for the hit pieces anymore. They already demonetize anything automatically that is classified as hate speech. The big platforms also realize that if they keep kicking people off or demonetizing them, they'll just go over to their competitor Rumble and make money over there, and take a good portion of their audience with them too. It's hard for YouTube to justify losing market share when they have TikTok breathing down their neck along with Twitter and its new monetization program. Is Vice up to the same old media tricks? Or are they going back to their roots? We'll see when the documentary comes out. But the latest videos on their YouTube channel have been very unbiased since their recent bankruptcy. They were worth $5.7 billion, and were recently sold in bankruptcy court to the hedge fund Fortress. The production I was in was part of what remains of a company which is known as Vice TV, a joint venture between them and Andy. Fortress wants to bring them up to profitability for the first time ever. Making woke garbage and hit pieces won't do that. So that's one of the reasons I thought I'd give them a shot. Because they have to be accountable to their audience. Just like Justin Trudeau is about to be held accountable next year to the voters that eventually boot him out. I think he might have done irreparable damage to the Liberal Party itself. They will have to do a lot to get my trust back, as well as the trust of many others. Like putting competent old Caucasian dudes in their 40s, 50s, and 60s into their cabinets and leadership, or competent minorities and women. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Justin Trudeau is about to get smashed up a schwing schwang next year by the Canadian voters. But then again, he might enjoy it a little bit too much. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that went bankrupt trying to destroy the manosphere trying to do it the second time away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.